This is episode 2468 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day two of our series. This week, we are exploring the theme of confidence. All week long, you are going to be following along with meditation techniques and inspiration to help you believe in yourself again. I say again because it's likely that at some point in your life, you may have felt incredibly empowered and confident. I've heard from so many of you letting me know that recently you've been going through a lot of anxiety with the coronavirus pandemic and uncertainty happening in the world, and you're beginning to lose your confidence. So I wanted to share this series with you because you are not alone. In fact, in yesterday's episode, you met a fellow meditator, Sarah Royale. She owns a dance studio in Liverpool in the UK, and her mission is to empower young people to have confidence and to believe in their abilities. In the interview, Sarah shared how she struggled with anxiety when she was younger and she didn't know what to do about it. Now, with tools such as meditation, which has benefited her enormously, she's been able to help young people manage their own anxiety. So I wanted to feature her, and she selected many of the techniques in this week's series. And I pulled out a quote from the interview to share as this week's affirmation. Every single Monday, which is always a day two of a series, I share an affirmation that I encourage you to repeat all week long. An affirmation is an intention you repeat that helps you to focus your mind. It is not done randomly. It's done very consciously, and you can feel the effects immediately when you repeat an affirmation with your full focus. So the affirmation is often best repeated in the morning when you wake up, when your mind is fresh and clear. Also, when you're struggling throughout your day, an affirmation can remind you of your intentions. Also, before you go to bed, an affirmation can help you drift off to sleep in a positive, uplifted state. So, the affirmation for today that I'll be guiding you through as you meditate is, I can do anything I set my mind to. And this is a mindset Sarah has, and it was instilled by her mother. And if you listen to the interview, you will remember how she mentions what a big supporter her mother has been for her as she strives towards her goals. So if you'd like to hear the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences, you can try the Sip and Om meditation app free for an entire week. So you could receive this entire series free. You get a slowdown guide with an herbal tea, a yoga asana, and all the techniques I share with you all week long. And you also receive a journal with a daily reflection question. So again, if this is a series that means a lot to you, I invite you to try out the Sip and Om meditation app. You also receive access to over 2,000 guided meditations there. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I also want to share with you a quote from the book that is being featured in this series. And this is a book recommended by Sarah. It's one of her favorite books by Haman Sunim. It is titled, The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. as you slow down and sit up straight, closing your eyes and gently elevating them upwards. Begin to notice how you feel right now in your body. Name how you're feeling. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath with each inhale and exhale through your nose. Think about your intention for this week. With every week's series, there's a challenge you're encouraged to do every day. This week, it's a compassion quest where you consider what others may be going through before you react to them. Think about someone you'd like to send a little compassion to who may be struggling and who may be difficult to be around these days. Begin to open your heart and feel a sense of compassion for the anxiety and stress they may be experiencing. Here is what Haman Sunim has to share from his book. I squeeze myself into the subway car. People are crowded all around me. I can either get annoyed or think it's fun that I don't have to grab a handrail. People react differently to the same situation. If we look at it more closely, we see it's not the situation that is troubling us, but our perspective on it. Consider your perspective these days. How are you reacting to stressful situations? Consider how you would like to act in stressful situations. How would you like to manage your anxiety? With your spine straight and your eyes gently uplifted, affirm out loud, I can do anything I set my mind to. I can do anything I set my mind to. Now, mentally affirm this affirmation with full focus and intention. I can do anything I set my mind to. I can do anything I set my mind to. Allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.